Civilization, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
I've decided to do another update episode regarding the MH370 story. Now, originally I was only going to do one follow-up episode, which I uploaded a few weeks ago, just providing a bit of a general update on where we are with this fascinating story about the missing plane. But I've decided that I think this story warrants another update, and perhaps even future updates going forwards on a periodic basis, just to keep on track with where this story's going. So just a real kind of short one, really, I guess, just to give a bit of an overview of where we are with this story, because I think it is important to keep on track and not to forget about this. So first thing, really, I guess, is to say that obviously it's quite clear now that the story has died down in the sense of it being no longer on the front pages of the newspapers, and it's no longer a headline news story on the TV. It's pretty much been forgotten about now. Nobody's talking about it. It's sort of done and dusted. People have moved on. And I think the general view people have is that it's just a mystery. Let's move on and forget about it. Because it isn't a solved case by any means. I think people expected the search to provide some kind of result by now, but we haven't seen anything, and it's now been about 70 days since the aircraft went missing, and there has been absolutely no evidence whatsoever found at any of the search sites. Just constant reports of possible sightings of debris washed up on beaches, etc., but none of it actually amounts to anything. So we are absolutely none the wiser, even now. So just, I guess, to give a bit of an overview of what the current information out there is alluding to, I think the first thing to highlight is the fact that it's interesting to note that the mainstream media aren't really reporting this at all now. And it's slightly smaller websites who are actually providing any kind of information whatsoever. And the Mirror in the UK, which is a very tabloid newspaper, comparable to something like The Sun, is the only real site providing live updates now and keeping a blog. I mean, if I looked into this a little deeper, I'd suspect I might be able to find something, but just doing a sort of news search on Google, there aren't really any main broadsheet newspapers really reporting on this now. You've got the top stories are all coming from The Mirror, The Malaysian Insider, Asia Online, Daily Mail, so lots of sort of tabloid newspapers and lesser known newspapers in the area of in Malaysia. So that's pretty interesting. I mean, the last story that The Guardian reported on was the fact that the seabed search could widen, and that was back on the 24th of April, so that was a while ago now. But beyond that, nothing's really being reported. So the main information, really, I think, is that one of the interesting things to sort of come out today is that a film apparently is already being planned regarding the MH370 story. According to the Hindustan Times, an Indian filmmaker is apparently drumming up support for the film at the Cannes Film Festival. So that's just an interesting bit of trivia, I guess. Doesn't really provide much solid intel, but it's just interesting to note. But I think perhaps the most interesting thing to have come out in the last couple of days is the fact that one of the vessels, which is like an autonomous underwater vehicle being used to do the search in the area of the ocean where they suspect the plane went down, it's been out of action for quite a considerable amount of time, and it hasn't actually put many hours into the search because of parts that have broken down. And this morning a British company has sent replacement parts out to hopefully fix this vessel, which is called the Bluefin 21 autonomous underwater vehicle. So the whole search operation has been hampered by technical failures, and that's something that isn't really being reported at all by the news, which is just, it's just quite interesting. And not only that, but there have been cyclone warnings in the area of the search, so it is as if, it's almost as if the whole thing is being hampered, like I say, and there's just no luck. It seems to be a constant series of failures, screw-ups, and bad news, bad luck. Just nothing really going right, everything's going completely wrong. And it's almost as if the MH370 story, it's one of those situations where everything that has gone wrong, sorry, everything that can go wrong, I mean, has gone wrong. And that appears to be the kind of way this whole thing's panning out, which is fascinating. Another update is that the families are insisting that satellite data is released on the missing airlines' movements, and that still hasn't actually happened. And it's crazy to think that still hasn't actually happened, because as we all know, or have, for those who have looked into this story, there are still unanswered questions about the satellite imagery regarding MH370. So it's very strange manoeuvres, very strange movements that haven't really been properly discussed and certainly haven't been explained. And the fact that the Malaysian authorities still haven't agreed to release that is quite telling, I think. I think there's something going on there. So we've got an article here from the BBC. Malaysia Airlines losses worsen on MH370 disappearance. So this is just a story about the actual financial situation that Malaysia Airlines are in. So they've seen losses deepen after flight MH370 vanishes over 2 months ago, raising questions about the future of the 76-year-old carrier. So I think, I mean, we're seeing net losses rise by 59% to 443 million ringgit, which is a local currency, I think, which is the equivalent of 138 million US dollars. So huge losses. And it makes you wonder if this airline's going to even survive this episode. And certainly if the airline suddenly went bankrupt, it would actually tie up loose ends if there is actually a conspiracy behind the MH370 story, because they would no longer be approachable by anybody because they wouldn't exist. So that is, if you want to believe that perhaps there is more to this story than meets the eye, it may be interesting to see what actually happens to Malaysia Airlines in the next few months. If they actually do close down, then perhaps that was actually by design. That's just a theory. But it is interesting to note that there's a lot of speculation about that out there right now. But really, I mean, that's where we're at the moment. This is just a sort of snapshot of the current situation, if you like. No real news. It's been weeks since this search initiated in this area of the ocean west of Australia, and nothing really has happened. Lots of technical failures, lots of weather warnings, cancellations, speculation, families being very vocal about their frustration about lack of information from the authorities, and just a general sense of, we really don't know what happens, hands up, look, it's a mystery, sorry. And there you go, not a lot beyond that. So it's a strange one, and I think if there are any more developments beyond what we've seen over the next, you know, last few days, which is practically nothing, then I'll probably do another follow-up episode. But in the meantime, that's where we're at with MH370. Nowhere whatsoever, still a complete and utter mystery.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.